Hello everybody. Buzzing. Absolute buzzing. I've got, if you're watching on YouTube, then I'm sorry, I'm going to take these glasses off. I don't really know what I was thinking. I just basically, right, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Also, if you're watching, I know I look like shit. You don't have to point it out, okay? I've not been very well. I've actually been very sick and very upset. Okay, not upset, I've just been very sick. Very much not feeling good. Had a very full jam-packed weekend. I think that might be the cause of it. But also maybe a little bit Rona. Do you know what I mean? I've had a Rona test today, so updates to come. Oh, I've just realised I've not shut my window. Sorry about him. Right, he's now absolutely shut. Right, do you know what? Today's episode about dating slash boys slash just slash, do you know what, slash everything really, just slash, like, basically last episode I did like a bit more of a serious topic, even though it wasn't serious at all when we spoke. I hoped you liked Ben as well, by the way, guys. Lovely little guest. I thought he did very lovely, very nice, you know, nice chats, nice funny segments, nice little bit of this, little bit of that. I had a great time. I hope you did. But yeah, so it was a bit of a serious topic. So I thought, do you want to know what I thought? I couldn't think of a topic, so I thought I'll just pull one out of my arse. And do you know what? It worked. So, and I fully come up with a full episode about it. So enough of me chatting shit. Let's just talk about it. How about that? Right. So I'm quite excited. Well, I wanted to do, later down the line, I'm going to do one about, like, boyfriends and stuff, like, relationships, stuff like that. But this one's more focused on, like, dating and, like, boys in general. Like, my view on boys in general, basically. It's going to be a bit of a mishmash-mosh, to be honest with you, because I don't really know what's happening. So let's just do a little to make us feel better, get us in the mood. Oh, should we play with the thing? Oh, we're going to put a sound on. Do you know Cardi B when she goes, coronavirus? Oh. Gosh, my vocal cords did bits then, didn't they? I was going to put that on because I feel like I might be coughing every now and again because I reckon I've got Rona. But if not, then we'll just, you know.
I just want to be me.
Ooh, I've missed this. This is literally like my favourite part of my week, you know. I fully get so excited. I plan it all out in advance, get a little bit excited, like get all like pumped up for it. Like I've been sat here with my book, writing all my notes down. I love doing it. It's so fun because I've listened to podcasts for ages. And now the fact that, like, people listen to my podcast, and I look at the numbers of people that listen, and I don't want to think about it, because if I start to think about how many people are probably actually listening to me, it's a little bit frightening, but it's well cool. Do you know what? It's really cool, and I really, really enjoy it. Anyway, shocking twist, I've not even spoken anything about the topic yet, so I've wrote down little points to like ask myself. I just thought of these, but I didn't think of the answers. Okay, let me think. First point, that like question that I've written for myself is, when did you start first liking boys, do you think? And this is a little bit of a tricky wicky one, because I reckon young down, I had weird moments like everybody does, where you see like a boy on like even in like a bloody cartoon or something. Does anybody from like the UK, you used to watch the tweenies. All my uni friends once had a conversation about whether Milo from the tweenies is fit. And if, honestly, Milo from the tweenies is like a puppet and it's really weird. But like my friend Steph said that she used to find Milo from the tweenies fit. So do you know what, Steph, whatever floats your boat, I'm not here to judge you, because the first person that I fancied when I look back on it was Peter Pan. Not Peter Pan the cartoon. I had a bit more dignity than that. But there was like this film, I'm pretty sure it's called like Neverland, and I used to fancy the pants off the boy in there, but I didn't really know that I did. I didn't really understand what was going on. I think I just used to get a little bit sweaty and be like, oh my god, what's going on? But then I also used to get that over girls, so I don't really know. I think I was just a little bit confusion. But my first person that I can think, and then later in like high school, after I'd broke up, because I ended up getting a girlfriend, didn't I? After I broke up with her, I remember, or it might have been before that even, you know, I haven't got a clue, to be honest with you. I remember looking at this boy, and I'm not going to say who, obviously, because people from my year might be listening, and that's absolutely not happening. And I don't even find him that attractive. But for some reason, and this is really embarrassing, I don't know why I'm going to say this out loud, but I'm going to. He like bent over, and I just remember being like, oh my god, I fancy his ass so much. I don't really know why I've just said that to the whole world, but I do remember thinking that And then, like, all this, like, emotion coming over to me, and I was like, oh my God, what is going on here? And then it just left, and then I didn't, like, feel about it again in ages. Sorry, I'm just looking at myself in the camera. I look oily as fuck. I've literally been in bed for, like, the past 2 days, guys. I've only just spruced up to, what's it called, spruced up. You start to feel good again. Spruced up, I don't know. Sprouse twins. Cole and Dylan Sprouse. Ah! Anyway, so, yeah, that's probably, like, when I first, like, remember starting to like boys. And then my next point is, why do you think boys are the worst people in the world? And I mean this from the bottom of my soul. I genuinely think boys and men are the worst. I think if the world was all women, everything would work. I think everything would just be so much better, I really do. Like, you look back, and men have just been, like, the worst thing in the world, and they still are to this day. Like, and I genuinely think, like, so I used to study, like, psychology. Like, you look at psychology, so main things that people hate about men: can't stay in a relationship, like, they shag everybody, they cheat all the time, they think that they're the best, they think that the world belongs to them, and that they're entitled to just treat people how they want to and have no repercussions. Oh, God, a little bit much. But look back, biologically, so male, female, two completely different things, biologically. And then you look at it from a biological psychology point of view. Men, reproduction-wise, have enough sperm. They have unlimited amounts of sperm. If a man could live for, like, years and years and years, he would have enough sperm in his winky. In his winky. I don't know why.
No!
In his todger.
No!
In his schlonger.
No!
In his big fat cock.
No!
I love the word winky the most. So he would have enough sperm to reproduce with the whole world. Whereas a woman, biologically, she's got a finite amount of eggs. Like, she has a limited amount of eggs. She has a limited amount of time. She has a limited time frame when she's fertile, when she can reproduce. When she hits, like, menopause, she can't do it at all anymore. So from a biological standpoint, it's like men have something in them, and this is, like, all true, like, chemical, biological, whatever. I don't mean to say biological one more time. It's completely scientifically factual that when a man ejaculates, sorry, I don't really know why we've gone down this road, but when a man ejaculates, a chemical comes over them that's like, get this off to me and on to the next. I've done that, do the next person. And that is like a chemical reaction. Whereas a woman, when she has sex with somebody, she has the opposite chemical reaction, where she gets inclined to develop a bond with them and, like, oh my God, get with this person, because from their point of view, it could be like, right, now you need them to, like, help and support you whilst you're pregnant, like, everything like that. Whereas from a man, it's just like, right, I've impregnated that woman, passed my genes on to her, now on to the next one. That's obviously not taking into account gay people or, like, any modern, like, beliefs about men and women whatsoever. It's just, like, going back to, like, cavemen years, biological psychology stances. But I truly believe, you know, stuff like that, well, I know for a fact, stuff like that has built the foundations for then, over time, society to treat men as if they can do whatever they want. Like, look back 50, 60, even 10, not even, even today, like, men are taught from a young age that they can just do whatever they want. Right, guys, I'm sorry, how have we got onto this topic? I don't know how I've got here. What's the topic again? Dating. Well, it is about boys as well, so I kind of get why. And my question was, why do I think boys are the worst? So, yeah. So, I think society raises boys to think that they're better than everybody else. In particular, obviously, straight, white, male, boys, whatever. Cisgendered and all that. And they really do. And so, boys grow up like, yeah, I'm the shit and I can do whatever I want. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm never going to get in trouble. I can be as aggressive as I want. Like, blah, blah, blah. I can do this. I can do that. Like, if a man, I can't, like, he can do, like, men can do the simplest things. Like, look at male pop stars. Like, they never have to constantly reinvent themselves. Like, Look at Madonna. She had to reinvent herself like 10 plus times. Taylor Swift, every time a woman releases an album, it's like, oh, you've not changed your hair. You've not changed your entire persona. You're no longer new and shiny and sexy to us. Whereas a man can do whatever the fuck he wants his entire career and be absolutely sound. And like, it's just the way that it works. So I just think that men are the worst. I really do. And I'm one myself and I'm attracted to them. So it's really a lose-lose scenario for all involved. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, you know, I fancy him. I really do. I really do. And I hate it. Oh, God, I hate it so much. But anyway, right. This podcast is also about dating. So, what is the first date that I ever went on? The first date, well, I had, like I've said, I had a girlfriend, but I can't, we didn't really go on, like, dates or anything. So, the first date I would say that I went on was with a boy. It was when I was 18 years old. I'd just gone to Bristol Uni, like I spoke about before. And he ended up being my first ever boyfriend. We met on Tinder. I'd been at uni for 3 days, I believe. And we met on Tinder. And then the next day, he literally messaged... No. And the next day, he was like, I want to take you out tomorrow. So I was like, oh my God. I was like, it's happening. I was like, my life is falling into like, jigsaw pieces or whatever I'm trying to say. I was like... I love you, Jesus. That's exactly what I was like. And everything was falling into place. I was giving it big licks. I was loving life. And honestly, we went to TGI Fridays. And he was like a year older than me. But to me, that was the first time anybody had ever been like, I want to take you out. I want to do this. And he paid for everything. And to me, like right now, if someone was like, I'll take you to TGI Fridays, I'd say, get to fuck. But because I'd never done that, I just was like, yeah, I was buzzing. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to order this. And I said to all my mates beforehand, I was like, oh, I'm just going to use this boy. I'm totally just going to like go out for food with him, get the free food and then go. Guys, I went for the free food. As soon as I get into the car, I fancied him. And I look back and I do not fancy him at all. I don't know why. If you're listening, don't give a shit. Don't fancy her. Sorry. Not sorry. Absolutely.
Get that out of my face.
And yeah, I just really fancied him. Honestly, knocks me sick, don't know why. But then we went to TGI Fridays and I even remember what I got. I got a burger and I remember I'd been at uni for 3 days and I hadn't eaten properly for like 3 days. And he was like, oh God, you're like really wolfing that down. And I literally scoffed it. I absolute bang swazzle scoffed it. I really munchied it down so fast. And he was like nervous because he'd like never been in public with a boy or anything. Because this is the straight guy that we spoke about. But I didn't know this at the time, so I was just like, oh my God, he's a really slow eater. But then again, I proper munch stuff down. And before I went, I had shots with my friends, just so that I wasn't nervous. So I get in the car and straight away I'm taking the piss out of his accent, because he's from down south. And if you can't tell, I'm very much northern. And I used to sound way more northern than I do now as well. So I'm giving it, like, taking the piss out of him, eating everything. I'm ordering drinks because I'm not buying. I'm ordering extras. I'm ordering sides. Oh, cheeky little desserts. I don't give one. I'm having it all. And I loved it. And I just sat there, living it large, talking about myself. And it was fine. I had a great time. We went back to mine, had a cheeky kiss. And then I actually got him. I actually made him drive me from one end of Bristol to the other to drop me off at a party to then go and meet my friends. A little bit use and abuse, but I didn't really care. I wasn't expecting it to go anywhere, and then it ended up being the worst relationship of my life. So, oh, cutie, don't go on dates, anybody. No, do go on dates because they're fun. And then, so after that, so that was like my first ever date, and that was a good date. I'll give it that. That was a good date. My worst ever date, I would say, was with a boy that came up to me in the gym. This is whilst I'm in Newcastle now. Came up to me in the gym and asked me out. And I was like, what the fuck? At first I was like, what is going on? Like, I was like, that's a little bit much. I was like, I'm just trying to be here in the gym.
I just want
to
be me.
Like, just get out my face. I'm just trying to be myself. Do you know what I mean? But then I was like, oh, like, what's your number? Because I didn't want to say yes or no in that moment. And he was quite attractive. And then I thought about it, and then afterwards I was like, do you know what? Yeah, I was like, that takes a lot of balls. Like, that's quite admirable. Do you know what I mean? Admirable? That word? Admirable? Yeah, one of them. And I was like, yeah, do you know what? I'll have a bit of that. I'll go on a date. So he's like, oh, where should we go? I was like, oh, I don't know, you decide. And he was like, right, let's go to Turtle Bay. If you don't know what Turtle Bay is, it's quite a nice place, I'd say. I wouldn't say it's like, you know, up the Shard in London, but it's definitely not a scruffy place. And it's like a nice, like, it's like a chain throughout the UK of drinks, cocktails and stuff. And it is nice. So I was like, oh, buzzing. Like, I'm in my head, I'm thinking, another, like, night of free drinks. Like, I didn't ask him, so I ain't paying. Do you know what I mean? And then, so I remember I went out for food with my uni friends beforehand, and then I was meeting him like round the corner. So I'm all dressed, like I'm wearing my nice denim jacket, I've got my nice aftershave on, I'm giving it nice jeans, new trainers, just because, you know, he's only ever seen me in the gym where I look like absolute kefta, so I have to put some spruce up on it. Do you know, oh, I like the word spruce today, don't I? Cheeky little spruce. Love a bit of spruce. And then I get there and I'm looking around the corner. So what I usually do if I'm meeting somebody, and this goes, I'm fully exposing myself here, this goes for friends, this goes for acquaintances, this goes for everything, I will hide around the corner and watch you, like, just to check that you're there. That sounded well dodgy. No, just to check that you're there, because I don't like being the first person to anything. I used to have pre-drinks with my friends at uni, once again exposing myself, and I could see their flat from my bedroom. So I used to like wait until there was like five of them in the like pre-drinks, like in their flat, just because I don't like being one of the first people there. I don't like it. I like being like one of the last people there. Get in, get on, get out. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's just what I did. So I waited around the corner and looked for him, and then I saw him arrive, but I'm thinking, is that him? Because that's a boy in hoodie and joggers. So I'm thinking, is that him? Is that him? I'm sorry, I just sniffed in the microphone. I don't know why I did that. I bet that felt well ASMR-y, didn't it? But I'm thinking, is that him? Shall I say it one more time? Is that him? And do you know what, guys? It was. So then I stayed there for at least another 3 minutes, weighing up. Right, number one, who in the hell does this boy think he is? Like, I'm thinking, what's going on here? And then I'm just looking at him and going, why? We're going to Turtle Bay. Why are you in joggers? I was like, this is so weird. And then I'm thinking, right, maybe something's happening. Maybe I'm going to get there and he's going to be like, oh, like, I've just come from here, like, something happened, but, like, come back to mine and I'll get changed and then we'll come. I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking, surely not. That's all I was thinking. Surely not. And then I get there. And so, bear in mind, remember this. I've been sat watching him for, stood there around the corner watching him for at least 5 to 6 minutes at this point. I start to walk over, give him a nice smile. And then what does he do? There's a homeless man on the floor, by the way. And he got, as soon as he locks eyes with me, he pretends that he was walking in the direction of me and then gives a homeless man some change right in front of me. And I'm thinking, well, at first I was like, okay, nice gesture, like, nice thing to do. But then I thought, I've been stood here watching you for 6 minutes, so you've obviously only done that to impress me. And I'll tell you what, it might have impressed me if you weren't in pissing joggers. How about that? How about that? Absolute not. I was like, just absolutely knocking me sick. So then I'm thinking, right, so he's trying to impress me, but also simultaneously wearing his pyjamas. So I'm just like, right. And he didn't give any sort of excuse. He's just like, take me as I am. And I'm thinking, absolute not. Get into Turtle Bay. And he literally, guys, right. So then he's like, oh, what should we get? What should we get? And then it's like 2 for 1 or something. And usually if someone asks you out, firstly, I'm not the sort of person that's going to be like, right, you ask me out, you pay for everything all night. If we get there and you ask me out, pay for the first thing, and then I'll make you think you're going to pay for everything all night. But then I'll be like, no, I'll get the next round. Do you know what I mean? Nice, keep you on your toes whilst also being a nice person. So he's giving it, oh, should we split this? Should we split it? It's 2 for bloody 1. Are you telling me I'm going to have to tell the bloody waiter, can you just split this in half? Are we only staying for one drink, you loser? I'm thinking, what's going on here? I was getting more and more raging by the second. So then I'm just like, no, you can pay for it. I was like, straight up, like, nah, go on, get that card out. Absolute not. And then I was just like, what on earth? So then we sit down, and guys, when I tell you, this boy had no chat other than, it was just weird. He was internally homophobic to a point that made me uncomfortable. I can't even explain. So he was saying stuff like, oh yeah, like saying homophobic things about gay people. And I'm thinking, excuse me, are you aware of what this is? I don't know what you're thinking this is, but for me, this is a homosexual encounter of the finest kind. So what do you think is going on here? Because you're telling me that gay people don't deserve rights. Meanwhile, I'm a gay male, you're a gay male, this is a date, you're in your pyjamas, you wouldn't split the bill. Get out my face!
Get that out my face.
I was raging. I was absolutely... I'm just thinking, what is this guy going on about? What's going on inside his head to make him think that he can be homophobic towards me, about himself? But he was acting as if he wasn't gay. It was weird. And as I've said, I had that straight boyfriend in the past. I was not about to get into this. So what did I do, guys? First drink comes. I'm having it. Drink it right up. I left. A big fat left. I had that drink. And then he went to the bathroom and I did that thing. I did it big time. I got up and I was like, fuck this. I really don't care. He don't know where I live. He don't know anything about me. He showed up in his joggers. He's homophobic. He fake gave some homeless change. An absolute get that out my face. That's what I was thinking. So that was my worst day ever. And then, do you know what, guys? I've never seen him again. Never once seen him again. Ever. So he changed gyms. He actually changed gyms because of me. And I'd do it again. I would do it again. So, yeah. Absolute, yeah. And, so that was my worst date. And then my next point here says, what am I like on a date? So as you can imagine, I have a podcast where I talk about myself for an hour and a half. I literally sit there and tell stories about myself. I'm not going to lie to your face. There's a boy that I used to speak to that actually told me he listened to this. So if you're listening, then you know this is about you. When I first met him, that was the most blatant display of me just sitting and talking to myself. I got there and he'd messaged me for like a year beforehand, like asking me out all the time. And obviously, I mean, why wouldn't he? And I just kept like pieing him off because I was still speaking to my ex. And then eventually I was like, do you know what? Right, fine, I'll go out with him. So then I did, and I'm thinking, oh God, he's going to be so shy, like so awkward. And then when I got there, I just obliterated him by speaking about myself, telling him stories from birth to date. I'm not even joking, he didn't get a single word in. By the end of it, I could barely even remember his name, because I was just talking about myself that much, but I absolutely loved it. Having drinks, talking about myself, that's an ideal night if I've ever heard of one. Do you know what? I was living it large, and that's pretty much what I'm like on a date, I'm not going to lie. And then I know that I'm going to get along with somebody and like we're going to start properly seeing each other if they either jump in or counteract me with other stories about themselves. Do you know what I mean? Whenever I feel uncomfortable, I fill the silence by talking, and it's not good because I fully just chat shit about myself. But like the last guy that I spoke to, this lovely boy in Newcastle, he, like, on our first date, this were a bit weird, actually. He had bad ADHD, though, so I'll let him off. I was, like, talking, and then he, like, slapped me across the face. I don't really know what happened there, and now that I think about it, I can't remember the situation, but he did slap me across the face about two or three times whilst I was speaking in an attempt to be like, oi, shut up, like, but that made me get along with him more, do you know what I mean? I was like, oh, like, somebody that can actually... you know, got a bit of something about them. So I kind of look for that, but yeah, I'm not really, yeah, I don't really know. On a date, I just talk about myself, but would we expect anything else? I think not. So last point, my advice for dating. Now I'm probably going to go over some questions that will give further advice, but firstly, I would just say go in with confidence. If you're going on a date, you better be living it large and having the best time and be ready that even if it isn't your person, you can still have a good night. Just do something in yourself. My advice, that's my second advice. My number one advice would be, if you drink alcohol, this is, if you're like 12, don't be doing this. Well, actually, I'm not going to say that. Anyway, right. If you're going out, like, for a date, go somewhere where you can drink. At least, like, don't go... I don't understand people who go for food. I went for food on my first date, and now I look back and I'm like, I would never do that again. Like, I get... If I'm actually nervous at all, like, I can't eat. Like, that's weird. Don't do an activity either. A date... My worst... Oh, my God. My absolute worst thought of a date would be like, oh, we're going ziplining, like, in the sun, like... Are you having me on my oily skin in that beating heat? Absolute, get that out my
face. Get that out my face.
No, I don't want any of that. And also, like, doing physical activities, not about that life. I couldn't think of getting to know somebody in that scenario as being any worse. I feel like that would just be the epitome of everything that I'd hate. So I would say, go for drinks. Go for drinks. Everybody loosens up when they have alcohol. And also, like... places that you can go for drinks are fun. Nice bar. You don't have to spend too much. Just have like one or two. And then like, then you get to know somebody, like the layers come down. And then if you sleep with them afterwards, then no, I'm joking. Oh, anyway. But yeah, don't like go for drinks. Have a good time. Or if that's not your thing, I don't know what to suggest because that's my thing and you're listening to my podcast. So I'm going to give what my opinion is. But yeah, other advice, I'd probably just say, go in it with confidence. Either they've asked you or you've asked them. If you've asked them, they've accepted, so they obviously want to meet you. If they've asked you, they really want to meet you. So go in knowing that you're the prize. At the end of the day, you're both going on a date because you're looking for the same thing. You don't go on a date with somebody. Well, actually, a lot of straight boys do, like just to have sex with people. And a lot of gay boys do, actually. But anyway, men are absolute. They really are. And I am men, so I understand. But yeah, like you're both in it probably for the same reasons. So go in it, have a little bit of fun, and who knows what's going to happen. Don't put too much pressure on it. This might not be, you know, if you're young, probably won't be the person that you're with for the rest of your life. But who wants that? Sometimes relationships are boring. Most of the most unhappy people that I know are people that are in relationships. So like, nah, don't do that. But yeah, I don't know why I just said that on the podcast about giving dating advice, but yeah, just go in, be yourself, get drunk and have a happy old time. That's all I've got. So that's all the points I wrote down for dating. And I've got a cheeky little surprise next. So my friend Matthew came to visit me this weekend in London, and I filmed a bit of a segment with him because I met him on a date. So we used to date each other. And we have the most weird friendship. So we used to date each other. And then I got back with my ex-boyfriend. And then I broke up with my ex-boyfriend. And then I said to Matthew, I don't want to date you, but I want to be friends with you. So, like, can we be friends? And then he was like, yeah. And then it was all, like, good and well and buzzing. And then, like, randomly we just slept together. And then we were like, oh, probably shouldn't have done that. That were a bit weird. And then, yeah, and then it's been, like, sound since then. But, like, that's just, like, we literally don't care. We're like, I remember waking up the next morning and we're like, oh, probably shouldn't have done that, should we? And we're like, yeah. And we're like, funny though, isn't it? And we're like, yeah, funny. And then we just, like, move on and it's all good. So, at the end of the day, yeah, I filmed him and I asked him some... Basically, my object was, he was here and I remembered that I had a podcast whilst I was having a wee because we'd just had a few drinks and we were about to go out. And then I just thought, how funny would it be if I just film him for 10 minutes and ask him really uncomfortable questions? So that's what you're getting, really. So I'm going to go and have a cheeky little break and you're going to listen to me interrogate my friend Matthew. So enjoy that and I'll see you in a minute. Oh, nice. Lovely stuff. Right, guys, it's getting serious now. Here's the part that you've been waiting for. I have not yet recorded the prior stuff to this, so I don't know. I don't know what I've said in the past, but I'm probably going to big this up big time because right now I'm sat with my ex-boyfriend of 5 years. We were together. No, I'm joking. No, so this episode, I don't know what it's on yet. I think it's about boys or something along those lines. So My friend Matthew was here. He's come up to Cutie Little See Me for the weekend. And I thought, what a better opportunity to just ask... Because the way that me and Matthew met was he was madly in love with me. And I just couldn't handle it.
I would like to fact check.
He came on a bit strong and I was just like,
get that out of my face.
So, you know, that one thing led to another. And yeah, so basically I just thought, no, I'm joking in case you couldn't tell. Ha 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 ha. I am joking.
This is all a lie.
Yeah, no. Right. So I have some questions for him. So this is me grilling my ex. No, it's not. We're not ex.
We shagged for about a few weeks.
Shut up.
While he was obsessed with his ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, that's the real
and
truth of it.
And I cooked him a burger.
Yeah, and he cooked me. But right, so Matthew.
Hello.
First question. How did... Oh, right, sorry, yeah. What's your name and where'd you come from?
Hello, I'm Matthew Graham. And I'm from Manchester, but I go to uni in... What are you about to do? Oh, yeah.
Because usually when they're like, oh, I'm from Manchester, it's like...
We live Manchester.
What do you do at uni?
I do medicine.
Yeah, that's enough of that. So, Matthew, how did we meet? Do you remember? Because I remember it like it was yesterday.
So, we met on Grindr.
Did we?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did we?
Yeah. And then we added each other on
Instagram. Are you serious? Yeah. I thought we just, like, innocently met and then we met in Turtle
no.
Bay.
Yeah, we met in
Weatherspoons. No. On Grindr. Are you taking the piss?
But then we added each other on Instagram straight away.
Right, okay then. Oh my god!
You weren't expecting that.
Well, sorry for my young innocent viewers. I'm really sorry about that. Right.
They don't know what it is. Yeah. Anyway, and then we went to Turtle Bay for a cute first day, and ended up in Spoons.
Yeah, we did. And I remember thinking, "Wow, he's well much uglier in person. Proper catfish."
In fairness,
I'm joking.
No, my hair. In fairness, yeah. Your hair.
No, I know, mine were worse.
Pictures? Nah,
I can't.
Of what we looked like.
That's absolutely not going to happen. I might post them on the podcast Instagram.
I had the quiff.
Nah, right. In fairness, I looked worse. Let's just put it out
there. You had the beehive.
I had a beehive. I had a bird's nest is what I had. It was absolute. Get that out my face. It was disgusting.
Get that out my face.
It really knocked me sick. When I look back at it, and do you know when I used to do it? Right, so if you really want to know what we're on about, I'll post a picture of my old hair on the podcast Instagram, or you can just look through my normal Instagram and see how grim I used to look. And the preparation that went into that hairstyle...
Oh, you took me about 20 minutes to do my hair.
No, it took me hours. Like, if I was going on a night out, I would do my hair the day before, sleep with it in clips.
No, you didn't.
Matthew.
No, you didn't.
I would sleep with my head in clips... So that it would look the best, because it looked the best the day after it had been done. Absolute disgusting.
If you ever
behavior.
Felt it though, it felt like you were feeling just like this brick.
Oh, it was horrible.
So
it was
much
solid. It looked, from an outsider's perspective, it looked like it was soft, just my natural, like luscious. Soft, curly hair. But then you touched it and it were rock solid. It were disgusting. It were absolutely vile. And yes, I was going to make a penis joke then, but I feel a bit
in
sick.
In fairness,
now.
You got me, you're the one who got me to start getting like skin, well, not skin face, but...
Yeah, because as soon as I met him, I literally said,
you
would
hair
suit a skin fade. As soon as I met you, I literally did say, I was fully like, you would suit a skin fade and you should knock that off because that's really not working well in your favour. You looked like, it was not a good hairstyle.
I do need a haircut at the moment.
So. Yeah, but it looks 10 times better than what it used to. Mm. Right.
Okay, next question.
So next question, what is about me that made you fall in love with me so fast? No, that's not my real question. What did you think of me when you first met me? Because loads of people on here, like, cast the judgments, and then, like, some people have met me in person, and they're like, oh, wow, like, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
What was your first thought?
So.
And do I want to know this?
Well, I think one of the first things I said to you is my dog is you that's got the same name as my dog.
He said
dog.
I look like a dog. That's what he said. Let's just be honest.
No, actually, in fairness, I was considering going on... We organised a date.
Yeah.
And I was sat in my room with one of my friends, Evie, and she was... And I was like, I'm not going to go. Because basically, at this point...
Whoa! No, I'm sorry!
At this point, I was, like, not fully comfortable.
Yeah, you weren't.
This is one of the first dates I'd been on.
Oh, yeah, true.
So I was like, I'm not going to go. And then she was like, no, fucking...
She was like, he's so fit. I swear all the time. She was like, he's so fit. He's got the fittest hair ever. You need to go.
Anyway, so she convinced me to go, and I was like proper scared. But the first thing I thought is, oh my god, this boy does not shut up. Which,
is correct.
Was the great thing. Because yeah, no. I was quite obviously nervous. I've never been on like
a date.
Well, I had been on a date, but like...
Yeah, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
This was like your proper, like, you've gone to uni by yourself, because I'm a year older than you, but we're in the same year because I dropped back a year at uni.
Yeah.
And we had just pretty much started, weren't it? It was in like early days of uni, like, because... Yeah, because it was like cold and everything. I don't know why I'm saying that. Anyway,
if you remember the temperature.
Yeah, sorry, I just remember it like it was yesterday. I can't forget. So I can't forget. But yeah, so like you were defo, like I got the vibe that you were, and also I feel like you've grown up so much since then. Not even just, I don't know, a notification just went off in our ear. I feel like your entire, like everything about you has changed so much. I remember one thing that I did think when I saw you was like, oh my God, you are so young.
Yeah.
Like I felt like you were, and maybe it's because my ex-boyfriend was like 5 years older than me. But I feel like since first year of uni, you have like changed so much and you've grown up and now you're so much uglier. Like you literally look awful. Like I know that you improved your hair, but everything about you, including personality, has gone proper down the hill. It's gone from here to... absolute there, and it's I'm sorry it's got to be said, but yeah, other than that, I thought like thought he was nice. And when you said the thing about, oh, my dog's called Max, I was like, oh, that's a bit cute. But then I was like, my ex-boyfriend's dog were called Max as well, so this is a bit weird.
Basically, you're a dog.
Yeah, basically I'm a big fat dog. Right, how would you, so this podcast episode is about boys.
You've decided in general now.
Yeah, I've decided it. I'm just gonna talk a little bit about boys, because like boys are the worst, but like
they are.
Boys are the worst, but like, no. I fancy boys so much, and it does my head in. It really does my head in. I think boys are the worst thing that's ever walked the planet, and I'm a boy, so I can wholeheartedly agree with the fact that I'm the worst thing that's ever walked the planet. But I fancy them, and it annoys me. So yeah.
Okay.
Boy type. What would you describe as your type? Because I feel like by this point in the podcast, I probably would have already discussed my type.
Right.
And like, I feel like, if in case I haven't, I don't know what I've said. I feel like my type is very different. I don't even feel like I have one. I feel like I go from this to this to this. When I first came out, it was like straight boys, 100%. And I'm pretty sure for you, it's kind of this. And we just had a similar conversation then that like, you're going to almost kind of deviate from the full-on, like, masculine, like, straight boy who's, like, boring or whatever, and go towards something a little bit more edgy and exciting.
So, for context...
Give a bit of context.
Give a bit of context.
Like, give a bit of cheeky context.
I've just, a month ago, broken up with my first long-term boyfriend.
Oh, my God, I didn't know we were going to get that deep. Oh, my God. No! No, I'm joking. Carry on, carry on.
Sorry to get a bit deep.
That's all right, Sam.
No, and basically he was quite, basically what you were saying, straight.
Wasn't
boy.
That, but so my first boyfriend, I think
your
I spoke
first
about
boyfriend
it.
Was awful. Mine was awful. No, mine, all respect to him, was very good.
Yeah,
very
just,
good.
Just
was
not,
never
compatible,
bad to
not compatible. Just, some people, you know, it's difficult. It's not. Yeah. It's not the easiest thing to come out and come to terms with it and everything. And sometimes you meet somebody for a certain amount of your life, and it's not supposed to be forever.
Exactly.
Let's just go there. Let's just...
Good explanation.
Let's just case point, full stop it there. Exactly. So, like, yeah.
But no, my type, the only the only thing I would say is I have to be into fitness. And, like, at least go to the gym.
What made you go on a date with me then?
You go to the gym occasionally.
Yeah, to watch YouTube videos, because the Wi-Fi is better than what's in my house.
No, well, as in, no, things I'd say are most important to me at the moment is actually someone who has ambition. So, most stereotype, but most gays work in Starbucks.
That's true.
And as bad as it sounds, I just want someone who at least has a goal.
No, that's a massive thing for me. Like if somebody isn't driven to at least better themselves in some way, not even some way, mostly career-wise for me, because I fully intend to live off somebody else's fortune for the rest of my life. I couldn't care less.
Brunch. My dream life is basically waking up, taking the kids to school in my Range Rover, then going to brunch, bottomless brunch with my friends, or maybe do like yoga before that.
Oh, I can't
then bottomless brunch with the friends, and then pick up the kids in the Range Rover a little bit
while
drunk.
You're drunk. a little bit drunk. You're just in bottomless brunch. You're an awful parent. Do you know what? Absolute.
Get that out of my face.
That's not happening.
Or get the nanny to pick them up.
Yeah,
I'll
fair
be able to afford them.
Well, that's basically my mum's life. My mum smashed it. She just like chill, do this, do that. Absolute sound. That's what I want to be. But I don't want to live in like a small town. I want to live in central London, massive flat,
central London,
millionaire,
really?
Central. In fact, maybe New York. I'm giving it big licks here. I don't really care where I live, to be fair, as long as I'm not paying for it. I'm not going to lie. lie to you. I can't give a lie.
No, I kind of want the suburban life. Close enough to the. Oh.
I know what you mean. Like outskirts of like a city.
Of Manchester.
Never heard of Altrincham.
It's like the fancy area.
I'm sorry, I've never heard of Altrincham. The word Altrincham does not sound very fancy to me. I'm just going to put that out there. But
what was the question?
I can't remember. But like, I want that lifestyle. I want to be a real housewife of something. I want to be a reality TV star where I get paid to have staged arguments with people and forge fake friendships. That's all I want. I want to get paid shitloads for it. Exactly. Is it though? Let's be honest, right?
Next
how would you... Oh, wait, no, this is kind of a shit one.
What?
I was going to say, how would you describe my type? But then, that's kind of, like, redundant.
Everyone.
It's...
Anything with a pulse. Anything with a pulse as a boy.
God. Oh, God.
As we were saying before, we went into a club in
No, we're not going to tell... we're not going to tell this story. I don't know what you're on about. I love you, Jesus. I don't know what story you're about to tell, but I know it's about my Christianity. I don't know what story you're about to tell other than I love you, Jesus. And we'll swiftly move on. Right, so last question, because we're about to head out, guys. We've got limited time with BJ's curfew. By BJ, I mean Boris Johnson. Get your minds out of your arse.
Oh my God, did you see that Donald Trump has got corona?
Yeah, die. I can't wait for him to die.
Corona,
die.
We are all corona, waiting for you.
Corona, I've been waiting for this. You know what to do. You know exactly what to do. Right. Last question. Is it weird that we've had sex, but now we're just mates?
No.
All right, okay.
I feel like we're both quite, like, mature. And, like, adult. I feel like I am,
yeah. I don't know about you.
Fuck off. No, but I feel like it's just quite jokes, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, to an extent. Are you saying that my body's a joke?
No, not at all.
That's what it sounded like. Right, anyway, we'll just end the podcast there, guys. Feelings are eternally hurt, but I guess I'll just have to get over it because I'm that mature and I have an old man's body, as Matthew said. So, yeah,
You are older than me.
So. Yeah, by a year, and that year...
Do you know he went and got me an anti-aging cream sample?
Yeah, I did.
Anti-aging?
Yeah.
I'm 20 years old.
Yeah, well, start looking like it then. Maybe use that cream for at least a month and get back to me. How about that? Right, everybody, the night's ruined now. I'm not going out. I'm upset. So we'll end this bit of the podcast here. No, I'm joking. But thank you very much, Matthew, for coming on this tiny little segment. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope I didn't make you feel too uncomfortable, even though that was my aim.
I have drank quite a lot.
But there we go then. Do you know what, guys? Thanks for listening to this cutie little segment, and I'm sure that
the rest of the podcast is going to be just as good.
Yeah, in some sort of parallel universe, I've already spoken and this is all edited together, so have a lovely day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye. And hello, everybody. We're a little bit sneaky, little bit back. I hope that you enjoyed that little segment with Matthew. I can't remember what I said. And I'd had a few drinks, but I remember that I deliberately tried to make him feel uncomfortable. So, fingers crossed I succeeded. And if you're Matthew, then I'd love to say that I'm sorry, but you're an awful person, so I'm just not going to. Do you know what I mean? No, I'm joking. right, so now's the part of the podcast where we answer some cutie little questions. Cutie little questions. And I asked people to send some in. And we got some good ones. Got some bloody well good ones, I'm not going to lie. And I even did some on Instagram. Like, do you know where you can do the little questiony thing? And there I got some weird ones. I'm not going to lie. I got some ones. So I said, like, oh, ask me questions about dating. And then they were like, what, like, star sign are you? And I was like, oh, all right then. Right, so anyway, we'll do some emailed in ones. And then I'll go to them Instagram ones. And we'll see if we can sift through and find some that I can actually answer. Right, first question. Oh, this is from Gillian. Loving these podcasts, but I've got a bone to pick with you. What? Got a bone to pick with me, Gillian? You told me that you were going to marry my daughter, Harriet, and be my son-in-law. What? No, I'm only joking, guys. This is... this is bloody Gillian Ratcliffe. Absolute bloody legend in the building. So, you might have heard me talk about my friend Harriet a few times. I'm sure that I just bring her up every now and again and then drop her in whenever I can. And she's basically So as we know, I'm a big fat mess, but she was a big fat mess before I was a big fat mess, and she's what made me into the biggest, fattest mess you've ever seen in your entire life. But we absolutely love her for it. So Gillian is her mum. Absolute icon. We absolutely love this woman. Absolute legend. But the thing is, I used to say to her all the time before I came out as a big fat gay that I would marry her daughter, and we had it all planned out. It was going to happen, this and that. And then, unfortunately, my homosexuality said, and we've just had to deal with it. But as we know, do you know what? Gillian's a pal of the pod. Gillian's only a big friend of the pod. So, as we know, guys, big cheer for Gillian. Big cheer for Gillian. And Harriet, you best believe that the second that I've had enough of men, we're eloping together, and we both know it. We both know it. It's fact. It's factual. So, yeah, we just got to... I just thought, you know, that wasn't really about dating. It was more about marrying, which is going to happen. And do you know what? I'll do a raffle on my Instagram, and you can all be invited. You can enter to be invited. How about that? Right, no, right. So, right, I'm going to do an actual question now. So, this one is from Fleur, if I'm saying that right. I think I am. Hi Max, I just got out of a long-term relationship. We were extremely happy, never argued, etc. Now I just moved very far away and I'm excited to start a new life. I'm reading it wrong. Guys, I can't read for shit. I'm excited to start a new life. I love it here, but I'm still in love with him, and it does make it a little bit difficult, little bit sad. Aw, cutie Fleur. So, long story short, I've met somebody in my building who's best friends with my flatmate, so he stays here most of the time. One thing led to another. Ooh, Fleur. And we've kissed a few times and messaged all day. Fleur, saucy Fleur. And I made it very clear that I've just got out of something and I'm not a casual sex kind of person. No judgment. Fair enough, Fleur. You have them kisses. He's really funny and sweet, but I don't know how to talk to him without feeling guilty, knowing I don't have feelings for him. He practically lives with us, so it's difficult to avoid him. Love the podcast, Fleur. Right. Fleur. Firstly, I just want to say, you shouldn't feel any sort of guilt. Okay. You were in an extremely, you said, long-term relationship, and now, wait, you didn't say if you felt, you broke up. I'm assuming that you broke up. Oh, wait. Did you not break up with him, Fleur? I don't know if you did. Oh, are you telling me that you're cheating on your boyfriend, Fleur? That's a little bit spicy. Right, two routes, Fleur. If you're not cheating on him and you broke up with your boyfriend and this is happening, what do you have to feel any sort of guilt about? What guilt? What guilt? You broke up with your boyfriend. Now you gave this other one a little cheeky pecker. Like, just get on with your day. And then, like everything, as I've learned with breakups, even if it's on good terms, it just takes time to get over them. Like, it just does. That's all it does. I ended my last kind of, like, relationship thing on extremely good terms. Like, couldn't be better. But it doesn't mean that I, like, don't maybe, like, think about him every now and again. Do you know what I mean? And, like... It still upsets me that we had to end it with each other, whereas, like, I broke up with my actual, like, second boyfriend, so ex-boyfriend, on, like, bad terms, really bad terms, but now I haven't spoke to him in, like, 2 years, and I couldn't give a shit about him. Absolute wish him the best. Do whatever, do you know what I mean? So time just heals everything. So if you're feeling guilty, and he's your ex-boyfriend, and now you're kissing this new this new guy who, like, lives in your flat or whatever... Why are you feeling guilty, Fleur? Why are you feeling guilty? You're just living your life. You're young, you're free, you're wild. Young, you're wild, you're free. Just live your life, Fleur. You're living it large. Get more kisses. Have some kisses for me. Because I'm not getting any kisses. Coronavirus! But yeah, I reckon that. But on the other hand, Fleur, if you haven't broke up with your boyfriend, a little bit bad. Little bit, probably break up with your boyfriend. No! And maybe then stop kissing this boy. And yeah, then we'll go from there. Do you know what I mean? If you broke up with him, absolute sound. If you've not, probably try and break up with him and then carry on having cheeky snoggers, because that's probably going to work out a little bit better. So yeah, I'd probably go from there and have a great life, Fleur. Do you know what, everybody? Fleur's typed in. She's having a good time. She's moved away for the first, I assume the first time. She's moved away. She's having a great time. She's trying to live her best life. Why can't she? Fleur, kiss who you want. kiss who you want to, Flair. A little bit of Beleg Day support you. They really do. Right. Now, let's go on to these weird, questionable questions that I got. So, I got some that were really upsetting and, like, about deep, dark sex things that are defo not getting read out. What's one thing you could say to your younger self? Absolute grow up, because you're a knob. This one says, pro and con of each ex. And reading this, I'm pretty sure that the person who asked this knows my ex-boyfriend and is therefore trying to be a little bit gay shady in saying, say something bad about him. Nah, we're not doing all that. Let's all just grow up a little bit, please. Can we? Can we all just grow up a little bit? Thank you. Right, what's next? Perfect first date. Take me to drink, get me absolutely bladdered. How do you start a convo? Talk about myself. Why are all boys dicks? Biology. I told you before. Come on, catch up. I'm not reading that out. That's from my friend. That's not getting read out. That's a bit personal. At what point do you realise you're going to be single forever? That was a bit pointed. I'm not going to lie. That was a bit of a pointed question. A little bit upsetting about that. I'm not going to answer that one. Where would you like to see yourself in 10 years? This is not really about dating, but I guess it kind of can be. I reckon, right, so like about like dating and families, boyfriends and everything like that, I have recently decided that I want children when I'm older. Never did, but recently I've decided because I look at like my grandma and I'm like, she has like loads of like people that have come out of her. That sounded weird. Ew. We've all come out of my grandma. What? No, why am I saying that? No, we've not. I've not been in my grandma. Oh my God.
No!
I need to take a second. I'm really upset. I'm really, really, really upset. So we've all come from my grandma. Does that make sense? I hope it does. And like, I think my grandma and granddad must look at all the people beneath them and be like, you all came out of me. I don't like this. Why do I keep saying it so weird? Like, they've made this, right, my point being, they've made this whole family. And now their life is to spend time with that family. When I'm like 70, if I never have kids, chances are I won't have a boyfriend either because can't keep a relationship for longer than like a year, 2 years. So what am I going to have? So I've decided when I hit like 35, 40, between that range, if I don't have somebody that I'm going to like settle down with and marry and everything, but also I want to get married a few times. I'm not going to lie. I want to get like, because people are like, oh, my dream wedding day. Like, no, I'm going to make it better each time. Like, I know for a fact that I'm going to get divorced. I know for a fact it's not going to come as a shock. It's gonna big fat, smack me in the face each time, ruin my life, and then I'll go on to the next person. That's just who I am. I know it for a fact. But I'm one of my husbands is going to be well rich, and that's when I'm going to have my dream wedding. Oh, can't wait. That's going to be sick. But yeah, more to my point, I would fully like adopt a child by myself. I've come to that conclusion. I just would. I'd do it. Because like, they just like grow into being your best mate. Do you know what I mean? Or I might get like twins and then I've got two best mates. That's a little bit cutie, isn't it? Oh, that is a little bit cutie. I like that. So I might do that, yeah. That's not in 10 years though, so I don't really know how that had any relevance to your question. If you marry your stepdad, do you become your own mum? Yeah, should we say yeah? I'm going to say yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say yeah. That's lovely. What's your weird celebrity crush? Oh, I don't have one. I don't crush on celebs. I crush on real life people that don't crush on me back. Do you have Rona if you're sick? Nah, I mean, yeah, maybe I do have Rona, but we're not talking about that. Right, there was a really good question that I saw. Where is it? Thoughts on dating. This was it. Thoughts on dating non-binary slash trans people who are AFAB as a gay man. I don't know what AFAB means. I should probably Google it before I answer the question. But anyway, just about like dating like non-binary and trans men in general. Why not? Absolute love it. Personally, I'm attracted to men, annoyingly. So like, why wouldn't I date a trans man? Trans men are 9 times out of 10 way better looking than cisgendered men easily, because like they fully like care about their appearance, like they're giving it like this and that, like trying to make themselves look more and more better, like they really go for it. Whereas a lot of cisgendered men just absolutely roll out of bed looking potato and end the day looking potato, absolute grimmers. So let's have a look what AFAB means, because I don't know what that means. AFAB stands for assigned. All right, okay. assigned female at birth. All right, okay. Yes, that's basically what I just said. But yeah, that's how I feel on that. I don't understand people who are like, I would never go for like a trans person. I'm like, why? They're usually always better looking than us. Like, anyway. And like, it just don't really make sense to me. Like, I don't know, maybe it is because I'm gay and like I understand the notion of being born like into something that's against society, if you get what I mean. But I would just like never see that as even like a thing personally. I don't know, maybe that's just me. But yeah, they're about all the good questions really. Yeah. Oh, lovely little questions. We're zooming through this bloody podcast, I'll tell you that for free. I'm loving it though. I really enjoy these guys. I can't lie. Like, it proper makes my day when I get to do one of these. I do it every Monday or Tuesday. Usually Tuesday, because on a Monday I'm usually still rough. But I'm loving it. I'm living it large, living it big leaps. I've got so many topics coming up. So many different ideas for guests. Oh, I'm loving it. All right. Oh, by the way, so an ad break's coming up now. And Dave, have you slot seen that there's actual real adverts in this now? That's because I signed a contract with a podcast distribution company. Absolute buzzing. Absolute real adverts. And like, usually on podcasts, they get you ones that you can read out yourself. So we're looking to try and find some of them now, because I'm not exactly the biggest podcast in the world, so not many companies might want to work with me. But still buzzing. Absolute. I never expected to have actual adverts in my thing. That's why I just made that funny little hello. Welcome, this is the part of a podcast where you usually hear somebody read out a thing, or whatever I say. Like, but yeah, absolute buzzing, so, well done me, absolute, do you know what? Well done me, I don't mind saying it. So yeah, right, so we'll come off, we'll go for a cheeky little break, and then after that, I'll say something serious. Something that I like, something that I don't like. We've been there, done that. We know the drill by now, guys. I feel like it might be getting a bit tired, this, so I might have to switch it up. But for now, we'll keep it as that, because I've got it written down and I can't be bothered to think of anything else. Right, okay. See you in a couple of cutie little minutes. Hello, everybody, and we are a little bit back. Absolute loving it. Absolute living it large. I forgot to mention as well, if you are listening on YouTube, which not many people do, to be fair, the majority of people listen on Apple and Spotify, but if you are listening on YouTube, then my Billy Big Bollocks talk about how you could just hear the adverts doesn't apply to you, because I don't have any adverts to put on YouTube. So yeah, we'll just ignore that one. But if you are on Spotify and Apple, I hope they were good adverts, because I don't even know what they are yet. I've not heard them, so let's just cross our fingers, shall we? Because they might be a big bag of gods, but anyway, yeah. A little bit fun and exciting, right. So, this is the part of the podcast. As usual, talk about something a little bit serious. Now, for this one, I thought, I've just seen so much about it on Twitter lately, and like, I know quite a few people listen from America, which is like wild to me. But I like, there's been so much going on with like the election that's coming up, and it really is just like getting me nervous, you know. Like it's for some people, a lot of people in the UK, like especially, it's just like a, like we see it as like a theatrical thing of like, oh my god, what's going on in America. Like, I see some videos that are genuinely posted from like Donald Trump's account, and like the adverts that get played in America, and it seems like a film. Like, if British politics was, like, had, like, dramatic videos of, like, Boris Johnson getting off a helicopter, everyone would be like, what the fuck are you doing? But, like, it's so crazy to me that that is, like, what goes on. And in the same hand, it's so wild to me that Donald Trump is your president and he's allowed to do such awful, horrible things. Like, and I can't imagine how scary it is for, like, LGBT people or people of color, like a trans, you know, anything. Like, it's such a terrifying time, and I get so many messages about it, but I don't feel like I'm as clued up on like American politics as probably you guys are, so I don't want to like give like sweeping statements about like policies and stuff. But I do listen to other podcasts like that are Americans that talk about it, and some of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, like when it was the trans military ban, and like he just like snuck it in, and then like all of a sudden people's like there's even, do you know that in like a certain amount of states in America, it's something like a high number, like 10 to 15 states in America, it's still legal to be fired for being gay. Like, you can be fired for being gay. That's just mind-blowing. And don't even get me started on, like, the transgender rights. Like, they're fully... It's just awful. And, like, I can't imagine what it is like for people that live there. And also, America's such a big country that it has repercussions all around the world. Like, I truly believe that Boris Johnson would not be our prime minister right now if Donald Trump wasn't your president. And that's just wild to me. So, like, let's just cross our fingers, even though Joe Biden is not, like, the ideal candidate, you know, but way better than Trump. Like, he's just got coronavirus, and today he's just said that he's made a 3-day recovery whilst looking like he's absolutely on his deathbed. So fingers crossed he dies. Let's just say that. Fingers crossed Trump's immune system goes absolutely. And then we can all just be sound. But then bloody, what's he called? His second in command, his vice president, or Mike Pence would be in charge. And that would be even worse, I feel. But it's just shit. So if you are, you know, listening, like a lot of people, younger people, it's the first time that they can vote. So if you're just about to be 18, from America, absolute vote your tits off and absolute let's just go for it. Because I remember the day that Trump got elected, and I literally was at, like, going to school, and I just felt like this sudden feeling of like, oh my God, no, the world is in chaos. Like, and I know that everybody else did. And I just remember how like earth shattering it was. And I'm not even from America. Do you know what I mean? So crossing fingers, crossing toes, crossing ballet days, and let's just hope it all goes right and we get a blue future. Little bit blue, little bit blue. Love it. Right, now, we know this part of the podcast. We know what's up. We know what's happening. Part of the podcast where I say something that I like. Oh, bloody hell, I mess. Oh, I proper led it up for me to press the button then, and I pressed the wrong one. Something that I like. And something that I don't like. And something that I don't like. But yeah, so this, and also, can I just point out that timing wise, kind of smashed this one. Hopefully we'll get it done in, like, you know, probably not within an hour, but like, I mean, it's only like got like 2 minutes left, but like within a decent amount of time, pretty good, pretty smashing it. Considering, also, I want to point out, I've done all this and I've been extremely ill for the past 2 days, like literally bed bound, and I've got up, done all this, I'm literally sweating, I look like shit. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm so sorry, but I'm doing it, I'm living it. If you can hear that noise in the background, it's the fan, because I'm literally sweating, even though it's like the getting to winter, because I'm ill. But do you know what, anything for a little bit of bleak day, I say. So the thing that I like this week is Selling Sunset on Netflix. Oh my God, guys, if you have not watched this, so my friend Matthew came this last weekend. Literally, he was just like, oh, you should watch this. He was going to leave on the Sunday, so we just spent the day in bed watching it, and I watched it all day. I finished it in 2 days. Absolutely obsessed. I loved that show so much. The houses, if you've not watched it, it's a show. It's like a kind of like, do you know, like The Only Way is Essex? Like, it's not... It's like staged reality TV. So it is reality TV, but they have like full on HD cameras, and somehow someone will storm out of the room and then they'll get like a panoramic helicopter shot of them like in slow motion leaving the house. And it's like, well, you wouldn't be able to do that unless you'd gone, wait, don't storm out yet. We need to go and set up all this camera crew outside and then we'll get a good shot of you doing it. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, yeah, it's half reality, half just like dramatic effect. But it is so good, and it's this realtor company in Los Angeles, and they just sell like $1 million mansions, and they get commission based on it. The first season is very much about like the houses and like the jobs, and then it just gets into so much drama, like between everybody on it, because they're all women, they're all like stunningly gorgeous women, apart from Davina, absolute rotten hell. But they're just so stunning, and there's one this one girl called Christine that is just like the most fashionable, like, glamorous person in the entire world. And then there's this beautiful woman called Chriselle even, that is like, oh, she's like main character vibe, so lovely. And then you've got Mary. Oh my God, guys, you need to watch it. If you've not watched it, I knew about it, but I just hadn't watched it. Swear down, absolute watch it. So it's 10 times, oh, it's so bloody good. I can't even tell you how good it is. I loved it. So Netflix, Selling Sunset, absolute, give it a watch if you haven't. Oh, it fully changed me, I'm not going to lie. I'm like, right, so I'm moving to Los Angeles and I'm going to sell some houses. I feel like I'm a pretty persuasive person. I could do that. But then I remember, like, nah, you're actually just led in bed doing nothing with your life. So, probably not going to happen, but in my fantasies it will do. Anyway, now onto something that, to be honest with you, I don't really like. I don't. And I feel like this is a bit controversial. It's a bit controversial. Because today, it's plants. And I know that sounds stupid because plants give oxygen to survive and Max needs oxygen to live. And I just don't like them. I'm not going to lie. I just don't. I'm all for one for a fake plant. Here, I'm holding up a fake plant right here. It doesn't even look like a plant, to be honest. But I'm all for these. Love them. Absolute. I've got one there, two, three. Oh! Four. But, like these people that are like, I'm a plant dad, I'm a plant mom, I just think, jobs off. Is that the most interesting thing about you? That you grow plants that literally takes the least amount of effort in the whole entire world? They're messy. They're just big jozzers in your room. When I walk in someone's room and they've got like a million plants, I just think like, oh God, I don't know why. Don't know whether it's just because I don't have the patience for something like that. The thought of me planting a seed and then a month later seeing the tiniest result is literally the least interesting thing in the whole entire jozzing world to me. I just don't want it. I don't want plants. I don't want them in my house. I'll have them in my back garden. Oh, a big garden full of plants. Absolutely lovely, but I'm not growing them. Absolute no. Absolute gardeners doing them when I'm rich and famous. Absolute no chance. Like, room full of plants just does nothing for me. It does absolutely nothing for me. And when people's main personality trait is that they've got plants, I just think, well, you're a bit of a boring bastard then, really, aren't you? Oh, don't do plants. And by don't do plants, I don't mean like if you've got a, you know, a nice centerpiece flower arrangement, absolutely by all means. But if I walk into your room and it's absolute smelling of like soil, get that out my face.
Get that out my face.
Because I don't want anything to do with it. I don't have the patience for it. I don't have the time for it. Absolute no time in my day for a cheeky, sneaky little planty. Absolute none. Oh, yeah. I just had to get that off my chest. I feel like that makes me seem like a very negative person. And it's accurate. I am. I don't like plants. So, yeah. That's it, really. Absolute. Only gone and smashed another episode. I cannot lie. I'm getting bloody good at this. Bashing it out in like nearly under an hour. I had a guest. I told personal life stories. I answered questions. I'm thinking for the next one, I might try and switch the format up a bit because I feel like I'm saying this, but I probably won't do because I've got some like good ideas lined up that I want to talk about. So maybe every time I get to like a 10th episode, I switch up the format. So like, because we're coming up episode 7 this. Episode bloody 7. Oh my God. That is a lot. That's 7 weeks. That's nearly 2 months of me doing this. Oh my God. That's well fun. That's really fun and very exciting. I'm very much proud of that, you know. Oh, 7 weeks. That's like the longest thing that I've ever stuck to in my whole life. And it genuinely like takes effort to do. Oh, buzzing for me. I love you, Jesus. Absolute loving it. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks. If you're listening to this, you are utter legendary because that means that you've likely watched through 7 whole episodes. That's so weird. Oh, my God. If you're listening to this, then you've listened to 7 whole of the episodes. That means that you know so much about me. Oh, my God. You know so much about what goes on inside my head. That's a little bit worrying, that. I met someone this last weekend that listened to my podcast and knew me. And they walked up to me and they were like, I feel like I know you so much already. And I was like, how? I was like, you've never met me. And then I was like, oh my God, you literally listen to the one thing that is just me splurging out what the nonsense that goes on inside my brain. So yeah, you do know me. Oh my God. Yeah. So guys, smashed it. Thanks for listening. Absolute love you lots. Make sure you're back on the next one because I'm pretty sure I've got a good thing coming up. I've forgotten what it is now. So it can't be that good really, can it? But I reckon it'll be good. And thank you for listening. That's all I have to say. Very grateful. Very much love you. Very much little bit cutie. Little bit Baleg Day. Little bit having a good time. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks for everybody who sent questions in. If you want to next time, send them into balegday.questions@gmail.com or just send me a message on the podcast Instagram, which is @balegdaypod. Oh, I'm getting good at saying that as well. Do you know what, guys? Thanks for listening. Love you lots and have a lovely, lovely day. Oh, I smashed it. Absolute smash. Oh, I've not turned my mic off.